This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, federal employees donated more than $68 million to this year's combined federal campaign. The DOD abortion policy that Senator Tommy Tuberville objected to cost about $44,000 last year. And two lawmakers call a recent telework protest hypocritical. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Labor Department employees are facing criticism for protesting in front of their offices in Boston about the agency's telework policy. Senator Joni Ernst and Congressman Scott Frankland called the decision by AFGE employees to show up at their offices to seek more telework privileges hypocritical. In a letter to Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue, the lawmakers are seeking answers to three questions by April 10th. Among the details Ernst and Franklin want to know is how much official time did employees log in the 4 weeks preceding the March 19th rally, and what did the protests cost the Labor Department? Tensions over telework are affecting yet another area for the federal workforce. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman explains.
At least half of recent cases at the Federal Service Impasses Panel have to do with either returning to the office or work-life balance. That panel, an independent branch of the Federal Labor Relations Authority, generally helps settle disputes between agencies and their federal unions. Now, after agencies have begun returning employees to the office more often, the panel has found issues like hoteling are commonly leading to impasses in collective bargaining. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
Federal agencies face new requirements to vet artificial intelligence tools before putting them to use. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The Office of Management and Budget is requiring agencies to publicly report on how they're using AI, the risks involved, and how they're going to manage those risks. If agencies don't follow those steps for a particular use case, OMB says that in most cases, they'll have to stop using those AI tools. Vice President Kamala Harris says the guidance ensures safe, secure, and responsible use of AI across the federal government.
When government agencies use AI tools, we will now require them to verify that those tools do not endanger the rights and safety of the American people.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency releases new, far-reaching regulations. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
CISA's proposed cyber incident reporting rules will apply to about 316,000 organizations across 16 critical infrastructure sectors. The agency says it needs a lot of data to analyze cyber risks and share information quickly across sectors. The goal of the regulation is to prevent hacking campaigns and other incidents from spinning out of control. The new rules won't be finalized until the end of 2025. CISA is taking comments on the proposed rules through June 3rd. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
Agencies will soon have more options to buy commercial products. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The General Services Administration is expanding the number of providers under the Commercial Platform Initiative from 3 to 8. Along with the current platform providers, Amazon Business and Fisher Scientific, GSA awarded spots to a range of companies, including Staples and Grainger, and 4 small business e-commerce platform providers. The awards come as the use of the e-commerce platforms for micro-purchase threshold buys by agencies has been growing. GSA says for 2023, 34 agencies spent $80 million through the 3 CPI platforms. That is double the amount of money they spent in 2022. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Blue Star families want to hear from military and veteran families about issues affecting their lives. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The largest military family lifestyle survey is now open, and all active duty service members, veterans, and their spouses are encouraged to tell their story. The survey is designed to understand issues affecting military families, including housing, employment, access to health care, and food insecurity. The survey remains one of the most comprehensive data sets for lawmakers, the Pentagon leadership, and community partners. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
The Pentagon's policy that allows service members to be reimbursed for travel when seeking reproductive care out of state was used 12 times from June through December of last year. The department spent around $44,000 on transportation and lodging expenses for service members seeking such procedures as an abortion, in vitro fertilization, and egg retrieval. The policy was the reason Senator Tommy Tuberville put a hold on military promotions for nearly a year. Republican lawmakers say teleworking employees at the Small Business Administration aren't making full use of their office space. SBA says about half of its workforce is in the office on any given day, but House Small Business Committee Chairman Roger Williams and seven of his colleagues say the agency's buildings remain underutilized and are wasting taxpayer dollars. Lawmakers are asking SBA about its return to office plans and why the agency is asking for a 30% increase in its rent budget for 2025. The Treasury Department will work with the financial sector to make more fraud data available for training artificial intelligence models. A new report from Treasury on AI cyber risks says a fraud data gap is one of the major challenges for the financial sector. The report also points to a lack of consensus across the sector on what exactly constitutes an AI system. Treasury says it will work with other agencies and industry partners to develop a common lexicon of AI terminologies most relevant to financial institutions. Federal employees donated more than $68 million to this year's combined federal campaign. Each year, feds can contribute to the charitable donation program, which spans more than 5,000 different charities. The donations go toward programs that offer, among other things, housing, education, food supplies, and job training. The 2024 campaign wrapped up this week with an awards ceremony in the nation's capital. Since its inception more than 60 years ago, the combined federal campaign has raised over $8.6 billion. Next year's campaign will begin this fall. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Thursday, March 28, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.